And this is a big bounce back win for you guys after your game on Friday night at home against Colby. And lead changes, five lead changes, just one tie tonight, all in that first quarter. But you guys kind of seized control of the game late in the first quarter and held off some early surges in the fourth quarter by Ulysses. And definitely a 180 for you guys from Friday night to tonight.
Yeah, a lot of heart, you know, showed, you know, on the just kind of representing your team, your community, you know, everybody. And the performance we put together Friday night was just a letdown of all of that. And I've got good kids, and they have their minds in a good spot, and so it was big for us to come out and play well. But I thought, you know, honestly, it all started on the defensive side. You know, I thought we did a really good job of being in good position. We had great backside help for the majority of the game. We scrambled around well when we had to, but you know, overall, extremely proud of them. You know, just for coming out and showing a lot of character and a lot of heart.
You guys were 14 of 21 at the line in the fourth quarter. That was a lot of free throws, a long fourth quarter, but it was really started by your penetration there. Whoever had the ball driving it, Jackson Lewis, the big kickouts. You get kickouts for Jackson Lewis, you get kickouts for Hunter Yeager, and that's where it kind of started, and then you were able to kind of work yourself inside as the game progressed on.
Yeah, we like to tell them to probe the paint. They like that word, so we go with probing the paint. And if they can get in there, it opens up a lot of good kickouts for them. So that works. And then we do have pretty good sized guards, and those guards, you know, play well in the post. They've you know, guards usually have decent post moves because they've had to learn how to get their shot off against, you know, the bigger post players. So we were able to find them a couple of times, posted up down there, and they were able to capitalize. Honestly, though, that first half, I thought we left a handful, you know, 5 to 10 points out there on layups. You know, we couldn't really make a layup for nothing, and some of that was their length kind of made us shoot shots that we were a little bit rushed. But overall, you know, the guys played really well.
You had to be pretty happy. Of course, you had your big two, Hunter Yeager and Jackson Lewis, both over 20 points at 23 and 20, and that was big. But you also needed some others to really step up. Parker Gooden, I thought, bounced back from a tough game Friday night. Blaine Kolb did. They had 7 and 8 respectively. And another one that's, you know, been kind of quiet lately, but kind of showed some signs of progressing back up a ways here as Evan Smith, he ended up with a half a dozen all in the second half.
Yeah, Parker battled some foul trouble tonight, but still, you know, turned in a pretty good performance. He's a good on-ball defender, but his versatility is probably the biggest, you know, thing that he brings to our team. And with him out, we kind of lose some things that we can do defensively. He can guard the post. He can guard a guard. I think he kind of, you know, enjoys guarding, you know, those guards out top. And but, you know, so he battled foul trouble, but he was able to come in. He knocked down 2 big free throws, as did a lot of people in that fourth quarter, you know, stepping to the line and knocking free throws down. But he hit 2 big ones for him. Those are big, you know, because he hasn't shot the ball as well as he's wanted to from the free throw line. And Blaine, you know, Blaine stays active. We've said that from day one. He's very active. So he always kind of finds him in, you know, in the right spot on an offensive rebound or just running the floor, and Hunter and Jackson are one of those guards finding him. Evan, you know, if we can get Evan the ball down there, he does a lot of good things. He's strong. He's obviously not oversized by any means, but he is very strong. He has good footwork. And when he gets guarded down there and he can't get a shot up, he's a pretty good passer most of the time out of there. So we got to get him a little bit more involved and get him a few more touches early on.
Well, you get to 500, and this is a big game here to get to 4-4 on the year. But you go forward on Friday. You're going to be taking on a Holcomb team that lost by 19 to Hugoton tonight, and 74-55. And, you know, Holcomb, they're a good team, and that's just their second loss. But, man, you're in their gym, and it's not going to be an easy game. But I think this has got to be a confidence builder for you guys going into an environment like Holcomb's on Friday night.
Absolutely, and it'll be another test. Chad's an extremely, you know, he's a good coach, and he always does a good job with those guys. So they're going to be well coached. They're disciplined, and it should be fun. I mean, these are the games that are fun. You know, it's not the games that are 30, 40 points, and you know, the games that stick with you are the ones that, one, you didn't play very well in, but two, the ones that you know you really competed in. And Friday night will be no different. You know, we're going to have to go up there and compete. And you know, we really tried to emphasize tonight, you know, one play at a time, you know, one stop at a time, one possession at a time, until the end of that game. And, you know, more than that now, after this game's over, is doing it again. and developing that consistency that we talk to our guys all the time about, you know, because I don't think, you know, and it's obvious to see with the games that we've played, you know, we haven't been very consistent. You know, not just shooting the ball, but in all aspects, you know, rebounding the ball, playing good defense. Those things have to start to develop some consistency. We've got to be more disciplined, and tonight was a good step in the right direction.
Absolutely, and 4-4 on the year, 2-2 league play. I can't believe Friday night's going to be midway point of the league, so opportunity. Yeah. Man, time flies, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. It's time for us to get headed toward home here. It's been
kind
of a long night.
It'll be a late night.
But we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Adam.